and as I enjoy this lovely coffee, it is my duty and pleasure to welcome you to day four of NAPOD POMO. It is Friday the 4th of November, and the more eagle-eared of you would have realised, bat-eared, elephant-eared of you would have realised that this show is actually quite late. And there's a very good reason for that. I didn't get up early enough. I'm rather lazy in that respect. But I was working from a different office today, so I had to be out of the house by 6:30. And by the time I got up, got myself ready and ready to go, it just wasn't early enough for me to be able to record this. So at the time of recording, it is 4:00 in the afternoon. Yes, 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 I am working from home. Yes, I'm on a break. Leave it. Right. The next episode, the one for Saturday, day five, will be a little bit early by comparison. I wonder why that might be. Thank you very much indeed to Ruth, the Ruth Arnold on Audioboom, who has come to us with a question. And she asked this question a couple of days ago. This is the first opportunity I've had to answer it. The question reads, as a busy working father, how do you balance work, family, and podcasting? Yeah, that's an incredible question. I don't know, quite frankly. It's become a lot easier for me since the beginning of the year when I changed jobs and moved to a different office, where my daily commute went down from 3.5 hours to about 1.25 hours. That made a huge difference. It means I've got a lot more time, both in the mornings and also in the evening, the early evening, to do things. So I suppose from a family perspective, actually things are a lot better now in as much as the time that I can spend with them. So that's the work and family side of things. Podcasting, actually, you'd be quite surprised, it doesn't take up that much time. Doing these shows, these NAPOD POMOs, which are only, you know, up to 10 minutes long, they take no more than about 20, 25 minutes to set up, record, publish. It takes no more than that. So 30 minutes a day is a small price to pay for something that I'm enjoying doing. As far as the weekly shows are concerned, yes, they do take a bit longer. And it's just a matter of fitting in the time when you can. Caroline and I both spend a couple of hours a week planning the show and preparing music and such like for it. So, and I suppose the production side of things, once the recording's done, the production side is kind of my job. And I start that immediately after the show's been recorded. So we start the recording at about 9:30 on a Friday night. The same would be tonight, in fact. And of course, you're welcome to join us over at thepodcast.org/live at 9:30 PM UK time tonight. That'd be good. excuse me. So I start the processing straight after the show, which is about 10:30. And typically, because of the way that the workflow's been improved over the last few years, it takes about 1 hour, maybe 1.5 hours at the most, to get it prepared, get the show notes written, get it published, get it ready, and all the various places where the show gets posted to. So, I just do, is the answer to the question. How do I balance work, family, and podcasting? I just do. Podcasting's become part of both Caroline and my life in the, nearly 9 years we've been doing it. So I'm afraid I can't really be any more specific than that. It's just one of those things. So I hope that does answer your question, Ruth. If it doesn't, please do come back to me and seek clarification, and I will try and provide such on a future show. I do have another question to answer, but I will do that on day 6, which will be Sunday. I'm not doing it for tomorrow's show. For reasons which will become very apparent, I'm going to do something naughty for tomorrow's. Yes. Keep an ear out for that. So that kind of takes me to the end of today's show. And something's happened to my desktop PC, so I have to do that. There we go. So thank you very much indeed for listening to today's show. Lost my notes again. There we go. So if you've got any questions you'd like to ask as part of this project, then please do drop me an email to napodpomo@thelovebug.org. Or, of course, you can leave a comment or a question on any of the places where you happened to have heard this show. So I will... Yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening. I'll catch you tomorrow.